This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I take insult to very little. Okay, I'm a pretty tough girl. I could take a lot. I can really, really take a lot. But the one thing that just always kind of bothered me was the phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Now, some of you are like, well, who gives a damn? It's just a little, please. You don't understand. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be a doctor. And when I heard that there was this huge public campaign to urge people to eat a certain edible to keep people like who I wanted to be away from you, I found that a little distraught. I was distraught. That was distressing to me. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. And everyone's like, oh yeah, eat an apple. And I'm like, but I want to be a doctor, and and my mom's like, you'll figure it out later. Well, now they say an orange juice a day keeps the doctor away. And I don't know why that phrase is still going on, because honestly, I see what you guys have, and what you, trust me, you know, a glass of orange juice and an apple is really not going to keep us away. Okay? You're a human body. You do things to yourself, sticking Q-tips in your ears, taking your cell phone into the toilet, having sex without a condom, trust me, okay? One little baby apple or a glass of orange juice is not going to, you know, protect you from everything. But they do say that a glass of orange juice may cut the risk of strokes by almost a quarter. Volunteers who would down a glass of juice a day saw their risk of brain clot to drop by 24%. Now, you know, there's two types of strokes. There's the thrombotic stroke, where you get a blood clot that stops blood flow to the brain. And then you have the type of stroke where you bleed, a hemorrhagic stroke. And, you know, many people kind of panic about the idea of stroke because they've seen family members get a stroke. And it seems to be impossible to prevent. It is preventable. There's a lot of things you can do to prevent a stroke. But when it's happening, it is the scariest thing to look at and see somebody's face start to droop, them garble speech, and you see them like when somebody has a stroke, it's been likened to, you know, a robot that starts to malfunction. And it's very scary for family members to watch. And so researchers in the Netherlands say that a lot of fruit juices could help cut the risk. Now, keep in mind, a lot of fruit juice has sugar, and I think the sugar will increase risk. So you've got to be very careful. We're talking about, the more natural as possible. So the latest study says that the health benefits in terms of stroke prevention could even outweigh the risks of the sugar content. The European Perspective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition, better known as IPICN, is a major long-running study investigating the influence of diet in a wide range of illnesses. Yeah, that's what I think they call themselves, the IPICN. Scientists at the Dutch National Institute for Public Health and the Environment in Beeldhoven tracked nearly 35,000 men and women who were between the ages of 20 and 70 for 15 years. So they watched these women for 15 years. And they looked at how much fruit juice they consumed. And they found that 4 to 8 glasses a week of orange juice or any other fruit juice cut the stroke risk by almost 25%. That's kind of big. If you had a glass every other day, it cut it by 20%. And get this, they also found that heart disease dropped. those who drank fruit juice, even if it was sugary, they say, were able to cut their risk of heart disease. So, well, what does that mean? Well, problem with the whole idea of fruit juices and all that is when you have a study that comes out like this and somebody goes, okay, great, let me go get my Capri Sun. You're like, no. Well, what about my fruit punch? Oh, I love fruit punch. I haven't had a glass of fruit punch in a decade because it's really addictive. Fruit punch is so yummy. You know, I don't understand why more bars don't have fruit. You can mix fruit punch and rum, and there's like, there's a lot of, I have a drink called a Jolly Rancher that I make up, and it's Malibu rum, fruit juice, some watermelon, and I add, I think some sweet and sour. No, I don't like the triple sec. I forget how I make my Jolly Rancher. I forget how I do it. But anyway, you know, fruit juice, I think, is a very, very underutilized drink out there, but it's because it's really sugary. So a lot of us have started to cut back on that. My suggestion is the best thing to prevent stroke is, one, don't get high blood pressure. Two, try not to get high cholesterol or diabetes. And if that means you cutting back your sugars, then do that. I think what they're talking about is people who will drink a glass of orange juice a day are probably less likely to drink a soda pop with their breakfast or an energy drink with their breakfast. And so if you drink an energy drink, I know there's a lot of you guys right now having your energy drink. Energy drinks can raise blood pressure. So if you swap that energy drink with a glass of orange juice, you're probably going to be doing a little bit better when it comes to your, you know, stroke health. But definitely the biggest risk factor for stroke is your high blood pressure. And so what you need to do is make sure you keep your blood pressure in line. Now, a lot of you people say, well, I can't control my blood pressure. Well, yeah, you can. It might include, you know, medications. I know a lot of people don't like taking medications, but trust me, when you get a stroke, that's when you're going to be on medications. You know, I get that, you know. People want to do things naturally. But it's unfortunately something that you might be genetic with. You know, if there's a family history of stroke, you can't change that. There's a family history of abnormal heart rhythms, and then you end up getting the abnormal heart rhythm. You know, there's only so much control you have. Also, to prevent stroke, you got to cut the smokes. No smoking, no drugs. You got to keep the weight down. You got to keep moving. Sleep apnea can also be a risk factor, being older. But again, avoiding diabetes, that's also a biggie. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so parents are really kind of freaked out about this one. So there's a study that came out saying newly prescribed ADHD medications for attention deficit hyperactivity can cause psychosis. Now, of course, parents are like, what? I'm going to make my child psychotic by the medication? No, it's not that bad. But it does mean we need to have a conversation. So, researchers found that certain medications that young adults, kids, even other adults take may cause symptoms like paranoia, hallucinations, delusions, and hearing voices. And the researchers found that patients who had been newly prescribed amphetamines, like Adderall and Vyvanse, were more likely to develop psychosis than those who had received a prescription for methylphenidates, like Ritalin and Concerta. Now, that's a study published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they say it's at a rate of 1 per 660 patients. Now, that's rare, but it's still, to me, one too many. And experts are saying patients need to know that there's an increased risk of their child exhibiting signs of psychosis. They said they also noticed the increased risk was only for those who recently began treatment with the new amphetamine prescription for ADHD, and that those who have taken the drug and tolerated it well are probably in the clear. They say if someone has been on Adderall, they're tolerating it well, it's helpful for their symptoms, and they're taking it as prescribed, Dr. Lauren Moran, assistant professor at Harvard, said there's really not much cause for concern. They say still you have to think about it from a public health scale. If it's a fraction of a percent of millions of people, then that means there could be thousands of additional cases of psychoses across the U.S. That could be a serious problem. Now, she said at the beginning of our study in 2005, a patient had a 50-50 chance of getting Adderall or Ritalin. Now there's been a huge increase in Adderall prescriptions over the course of the study, and almost four times as many prescriptions for Adderall. They say as the number of students with psychosis grew, they looked further into the issue. And they found a common factor among the cases seemed to be amphetamine prescriptions for ADHD. Now, somebody's asking about ADHD medications and these shooters like Adam Lanza, Jared Lofner, Nick... Now I'm starting to forget all the names. But Adam Lanza, I'm not sure what medication he was on. They really don't release the medications and the names of the medications as liberally as I thought they would. But we'll talk about that because I see some people think that maybe some of these children have a propensity towards psychosis, which is why they may exhibit some form of ADHD and get treated. We'll talk about that in a second. So determine whether there really was a higher risk of psychosis, according to NBC News, with the amphetamines. Dr. Moran and her colleagues turned to two large commercial insurance claims databases, which included more than 5 million patients with a stimulant prescription. So rather than looking at the patients and seeing if they, you know, start to have these issues, what they did is they looked at the insurance claims. And the insurance claims will have a diagnosis. And it's rare for a doctor to put a psychotic episode diagnosis if a patient didn't have it, which means if there's some sort of a quote-unquote psychotic diagnosis, it's probably really happening. And so the researchers focused on patients aged 13 to 25 who started either taking amphetamines or methylphenidates from January 1, 2004 to the end of September of 2015. Now, there were over 221,000 patients in the study. 110 were taking the methylphenidate, 110 taking amphetamines. And the methylphenidate, they work similarly, except the methylphenidate concentrates more on the dopamine receptors, whereas the amphetamine stimulates the norepinephrine and the epinephrine. And the new cases of psychosis were identified in 106 patients taking the methylphenidate compared to 237 taking those with amphetamine, so nearly double. Now, they say that the FDA has been aware of the issue of psychosis. They said, in fact, in 2007, according to NBC News, the federal agency mandated that ADHD medication labels include warnings about potential psychiatric and heart issues. We talked about that years ago. Now, in Dr. Moran's experience, and she's also a psychiatrist, she said the ADHD patients hospitalized for psychosis usually recovered in a couple weeks, but some, it took them over 2 months. Now, she's not suggesting ADHD medications are dangerous, but she wants to raise awareness. Physicians need to know about it. Families need to know about it. And then, if we're going to diagnose somebody with ADHD, don't be doing it willy-nilly. Now, we've talked about ADHD, and we've talked about, you know, these medications and how they work. Let's talk about, like, the numbers. I mean, what are we talking about? Well, the CDC says that the percent of children estimated to have it, so we're talking about children here, can change over time. But the American Psychiatric Association and the says there's about 5% of children currently with ADHD, but other studies have said it's much higher. In 2016, they estimated about 6.1 million children had attention deficit. They said approximately 9.4% of kids that were between the 2 and 17 years of age were diagnosed with it. It went up in diagnosis the older you were. So children aged 2 to 5, there was 388,000 children. But between the ages of 6 and 11, they had 2.4 million children diagnosed. Between the ages of 12 and 17, 3.3 million. Now, this has increased by 11%, they said, from 2011-2012. They say the number of young children who had ADHD, who were about 2 to 5 years old, increased by more than 50% from the surveys. Now, a lot of people ask, well, wait, is ADHD the only issue they have? Or is it one of a variety of issues? Well, according to this report, nearly 2 of 3 children with ADHD had another mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder, according to CDC. 1 out of 2 children with ADHD had a behavioral or conduct issue. 1 out of 3 had anxiety. And some had autism, Tourette's, depression. So ADHD may not so much be a diagnosis, we've talked about this, but it may be a symptom of something else. So let's say you have a kid that's fidgeting, right? And they're fidgeting and they don't want to pay attention. They may have anxiety. Maybe they're fidgeting because they're scared. Maybe they're bullied. Maybe they just don't want to be there. If a kid doesn't want to be there, he's not going to sit still with his hands folded. I mean, have you ever tried to hold your cat and make the cat sit nicely in one place? They'll do it on their own, but if you force them, they want to skedaddle. You know, one of my family members I had to take in for a parent-teacher conference. And the teacher, he was really young, and the teacher would give M&Ms as a treat. And would be passed out M&Ms. And I guess my family member was just kind of like going crazy for those M&Ms. And he was hungry. And he really liked sugar. And he was getting excited about that. It's like, other than that, he'll sit and play a video game for like 4 or 5 hours without, you know, blinking an eye. So, you know, we need to kind of assess what it is. Are these kids hungry? Are they malnourished? Do they have poor sleep? Are they not paying attention in class because they share a bed with 2 other siblings and the siblings kick each other or whatever in the middle of the night? So they're up most of the night. And then when they're, you know, the next day, they can't keep their eyes open. How many of you guys have ever been in a business meeting at work where you could barely keep your eyes open because it's boring as hell? Well, does that mean you have ADD? So we have a lot of things driving more and more diagnosis. Now, mind you, if somebody really has attention deficit, really truly has it, where they cannot pay attention, they cannot focus, and they need a stimulant or something stimulating their epinephrine or their dopamine to help them concentrate, so be it. There are people out there. That's what they need. But I think we have an overdiagnosis of children because we just aren't spending the time digging deeper into what it is. You know, one child might have gotten in trouble for not getting a good grade on the test, so he's sitting there in class freaking out that he's going to get whooped again. You know, and then the teacher sees that going, you're not paying attention, ADD. Go see your doctor. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A setback for folks living near a petrochemical fire in the Houston area that's been burning since Sunday.
The city of Deer Park has announced it's under a shelter in place.
Harris County Judge Lina Hidalgo saying the officials with Intercontinental Terminals issued the order just a few hours ago for that entire city because there's been a detection of elevated benzene levels in the air nearby. A Texas National Guard chemical surveillance team has been called in to keep a close watch on the situation. President Trump's to sign an executive order shortly aimed at promoting free speech on campuses after previously threatening to withhold federal research grants to some colleges and universities. Many conservatives have complained for some time that free speech rights, especially when it comes to their side of the equation, are often stifled on America's campuses. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. People always ask what's going on with dementia and Alzheimer's and have we found a cure? What's going on in terms of finding a medication that works? Well, we got some bad news in that department. Biogen and partner Eisai Company, LTD, if I'm pronouncing that right, have had to end two late-stage trials testing in experimental Alzheimer's drug aducanumab, which is a huge setback millions upon millions of dollars was spent to research this. And the drug failed. Analysts expect the successful development of a treatment for Alzheimer's, because it affects about 5.7 million Americans. If a drug comes through, it would guarantee billions of dollars. But these experimental treatments aren't working. There's been over 100 failures being now reported by Daily Mail. Shares in Biogen slid 26% in pre-market trading to $235 a share. That's a lot of money. And they say the decision to discontinue the trials was made after an independent data monitoring company reported that the drug was unlikely to be successful. Now, this was not a safety concern issue, which is good. That's some light at the end of the tunnel, because people are worried, well, when a drug fails, well, let's talk about this. You know, if a drug fails, why does it fail? Okay, well, one is if it doesn't work. I mean, that's big. Number two is if the side effects outweigh any benefits. There is no way the government's going to put their seal of approval, or a company's going to put any seal of approval, or an insurance company is going to cover any medication, thereby putting their seal of approval on a medication that causes major side effects. And if this class of medication ends up having side effects, that could ruin any future hopes for research in that area, in that along that track. But if the medicine doesn't work, the medicine doesn't work, but maybe it needs some fine tweaking. But as long as we have a nice safety profile, that's promising. But when you see a company like this fail miserably and lose millions, if not billions of dollars, how many other companies are going to step up to the plate? So the trials ended just 2 weeks after Eisai's CEO expressed confidence in the drug. He says, "I believe we have already gone through the riskiest stage." That's Haruo Naito told a press conference. Now, investors have been skeptical of the Biogen's Alzheimer drug pipeline. And some people have not really expected these things to go through. There's a lot of money. A lot of stock prices went up. I think the stocks have, Biogen stock was above 300. Now, big drug companies like Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca, Roche, Pfizer, Merck, Johnson & Johnson have all kind of abandoned the whole Alzheimer drug trials. Either there was safety issues or it didn't work. Now, despite this setback, Biogen said they're not going to abandon its efforts. They say this disappointing news confirms the complexity of treating Alzheimer's disease and the need to further advance knowledge in neuroscience. We're going to continue advancing our pipeline of potential therapies in Alzheimer's. So, what this aducanumab was supposed to do was destroy the beta amyloid that deposits in the brain. And if they found that it didn't work and it didn't destroy the protein, then, you know, you're in trouble. From a company perspective, some people will say, well, wait a second, how did it then get through, and how did it get to late stage? Because there's all these stages of development and of trials, and so, you know, you could see it in a lab setting, and then you have to see it in vivo form. You know, how does it work with, you know, animals, and then how does it work with humans? There's a variety of different ways to test. And one possibility, and they're not exactly saying how it failed, but maybe one possibility is it did show initially that it's, because they're not going to put money into something that doesn't work. Maybe it did show that these beta amyloid proteins that build up in your brain and cause disruption in the neuron communications, maybe it showed that it did decrease them. And then maybe in the later stages of the study, they found, nope, they came back. Or it looked like they decreased them, but they were still there. So, I don't know. They're not really, you know, being that forthcoming with what happened. And I get it, because if they spill all their secrets, another company could, you know, piggyback off of some of the research. That's why patents are so crucial. People say, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, these patents and pharmaceutical companies, that's why drugs are so expensive. Well, think about it. If you are spending years and millions of dollars developing something, and you don't have that, like, copywritten, right, or patented, and then somebody decides, oh, you know what, I could fine tweak that, so let me take that and add to it. and then they're the ones that get to be the hero. It's like, you know, working on a date, trying to get them to, you know, yeah, come on, you know, trying to get them to go out with you, and then they don't, and then your friend goes, you know, yeah, I don't know, your friend ends up coming up at the last minute, and then they go out with them. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with an analogy for it, but it sucks. Either way, it stinks. And so, you know, patents protect. But this is scary. You know, I mean, I'm not here to try to gain, you know, empathy for pharmaceutical companies, but I am here to kind of explain what's going on in the whole medical health scenario and, you know, the whole industry. And so a pharmaceutical company failing on a drug that we need, I mean, Alzheimer's and dementia is some scary stuff. And we keep seeing failures to this. It's frightening. And it's frightening because the average person tells me they don't want to lose their mind later. Nobody wants cancer. Nobody wants a heart attack. Nobody wants a stroke. Nobody wants to get hit by a bus. But when we say, well, you know, we all want to live till we're 90, 100, whatever, they go, yeah, as long as I have my mind. And we're starting to live to our 90s. Olivia de Havilland from Gone with the Wind, I think, is 102 years old now. There, I saw a picture of her. She's still exquisite. We're living to our 90s and 100s. We are going to have to find something that staves off dementia. Because we cannot have an aging population of baby boomers that can't take care of themselves. We are going to see a huge rise, a huge epidemic of Alzheimer's and dementia because we are fighting off a heart attack. We're fighting off a stroke. We're fighting cancer successfully. We're preventing cancer. So they're going to age, which is what we want. We want our parents and grandparents to live as long as they can to hang out with us. And unfortunately, if their mind goes, we're also going to need to make sure we do something with joints. Now, luckily, we have joint replacements and things like that. But, you know, when the body starts to age, there's only so much you could do. People are looking at hormone therapy. You know, people are looking at, you know, certain physical modalities and all sorts of other things that we could do to try to keep, you know, some of our more youthful physiology in place. But we're having a hell of a time protecting the brain. And one more, I mean, I'm really kudos to Biogen for still staying in the game. But look at how the other company said, we're out. And can you blame them? Why invest in something you can't do, you can't accomplish? But if we don't have that many more companies out there that want to take the risk and keep taking the losses, we're in trouble. We've talked about this with antibiotics and superbugs and, cancer medication. The more we go socialized and the more we mandate that, you know, insurance companies only cover generics and not brand names, yeah, you're really going to squeeze out these pharmaceutical companies, and they're the ones that are behind most of the R&D. Well, then, Dr. Dahlia, we'll have to have the government do more R&D. Are they? They're doing a lot, but you need some competition. You need to light a fire under somebody's butt. And if nobody's competing with the government, they could sit on it for years, especially if it costs money. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. All right, we are back. I'm Dr. Dolly. You show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is working the dials. Okay, so, hurricane season officially starts June 1, and it goes to November 30th, 2019. That's for this next hurricane season, okay? And apparently, since we had a couple doozies, they're going to retire some of the names. So the names of two hurricanes that caused widespread devastation from Florida to Virginia last year are now officially retired. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says Florence and Michael. are going to be replaced now with Francine and Milton. Hurricane Milton. That's not really a name you hear a lot, Milton. And the new names are going to appear in the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. So names are retired, and for obvious reasons, when the hurricanes are so destructive that recycling them would kind of be insensitive. So, like, you know, Superstorm Sandy, we're probably not going to hear that. Hurricane Katrina. If there's a hurricane named Katrina, no, people would freak out. It's kind of like a bad luck thing. So and you know, if you had somebody who died in a hurricane that was named a name that's still being used, it's, you know, so out of respect, they retired the names. But, you know, Michael is a real common name, so we're probably never going to see that name again now for a hurricane, understandably so. They say 88 names have been dropped from the list for the Atlantic and Caribbean since storms first started to be named back in 1953. According to the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Florence caused 51 deaths back in September because of the record flooding across the Carolinas and Virginias. Now, Michael had made landfall in October with 155 mile-per-hour winds, and that hurricane was blamed for 45 deaths from Florida's panhandle through Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. And so the names that are set now for this upcoming season, okay, and it doesn't mean they're all going to hit us. I mean, these are hurricanes that form, and then they, you know, may dissipate in the Atlantic or the Pacific, depending on where they start. So for the Atlantic hurricanes, we have Andrea, Barry, Chantel, Dorian, Aaron, Fernand, Gabrielle, Umberto, Imelda, Jerry, Hurricane Jerry. I know, it makes you think of Jerry Seinfeld. I just don't see Hurricane Jerry as being a scary one. I just kind of see that as being, you know, Hurricane Karen, Hurricane Lorenzo, Hurricane Melissa, Nestor, Olga, Pablo, Rebecca, Sebastian, Hurricane Sebastian, Tanya, Van, and Wendy. Hurricane Wendy. I don't really see that as being a bad one. Yeah, I was really worried about a Hurricane Dahlia, but they do have a Hurricane Dolly. Dolly is going to be used in the 2020 names, and I really hope that doesn't hurt anybody. So my nickname was Dolly, even though it should be spelled D-A-L-I for my nickname, but people spell it D-O-L-L-Y, and I'm kind of praying that that's not a bad hurricane. The good news is, you know, if it is a hurricane that's named after me, it's probably very right-leaning. So I think it would just go right back out to the Atlantic. I don't think it would, you know, hover at all or go left. Pacific names. There's Alvin, Barbara, Cosme, C-O-S-M-E. Oh, Delilah. There is a Hurricane Delilah in the Pacific. Uh-oh, but that's Delilah. I'm not Delilah. Hurricane Eric, Flossie, Gil, Henriette, Evo, Juliet, Kiko, Lorena, Mario, Narda, Octave, Hurricane Octave, Priscilla, Raymond, Sonia, Tico, Velma, Wallace, Zena, Hurricane Zena, that one I'm scared of, York, and Zelda. Now, it's interesting. They are using almost every letter in the alphabet, and I noticed that every year, the Eastern Pacific has Xavier, Yolanda, or Zena, or York, and then either Zeke or Zelda. So they're reusing the names every other year because it's really hard to come up with those names. And they also alternate between male and female, these names, because, you know, they don't want to just keep hammering the women. You know, they used to, you know, things that had to do with the sea are always female. You know, like the ship is a she, the ocean is a she, Mother Nature is a she. And so, you know, people say, you know, women don't have a lot of power. Actually, that is a lot of power. I mean, if we are given the credit of being Mother Nature, or, you know, given the notoriety of being a hurricane, you know, that to me is some kind of power. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a possible, although I don't know how much I really believe this, a possible kind of Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan type incident now with figure skaters, as U.S. figure skater Mariah Bell, American figure skater, is accused of deliberately injuring Lim Yoon-soo, who's a South Korean skater. Now, they claim that she kicked her, slashed her leg before the World Championships. And Yoon-soo suffered a gash on her leg and had to be bandaged. Now, she still scored a personal best and placed fifth, one spot ahead of Bell. Now, was it an accident? Did she, you know, skate right into her, or did she purposely kick her? I don't know if they have footage of this. But Mariah's 22. Lim Yoon-soo, who's exquisite, by the way, 16. And I guess this alleged kick happened during a warm-up before they were set to skate for the World Figure Skating Championships. Now, Lim's management agency claims that Bell cut the teen's leg while the skaters were rehearsing before the short program. And you see, she's got a pretty good bandage on it. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's about an inch long, hard to tell under the bandage. And they allege that Lim had been slowly skating on the edge of the rink after completing her turn when the incident happened. Bell was scheduled to rehearse after Lim suddenly kicked and stabbed the calf with the skate blades. That's according to the teen's agent. And then they said Mariah Bell didn't apologize after the incident and instead continued to rehearse. So if she didn't realize that she banged into her, I don't know. I'm not trying to protect her. Just, I don't, you know, I hear these accidents happen. You know, but if she did purposely do it, that's some bad, bad stuff. So, either way, she at least overcame. Sounds like she did phenomenal. But, not good. Not good at all. So, you know, this whole idea of competition and Olympics, and we've talked about this. We talked about that with the Olympics, how possibly the president of the committee in Japan has been accused of cheating and bribing to get the Olympics to come to Japan. You know, there's such, it's so coveted. You know, when it comes around sports, there's money got into sports to the point that I think I'm frustrated as a sport lover and how it's starting to kind of ruin the sport. You know, it's all about the money of the game, and sports are not supposed to be about money and economics. People found that sports ends up bringing in a lot of money, a lot of advertising. Covering the Olympics is huge for NBC. Covering the Super Bowl is huge. Covering or selling advertisements and endorsements, you know, money got into sports. And so rather than just wanting to win, you know, and, you know, feel like you're one of the best, now it starts to make you a little bit more hungry because there's money involved, not only for the competitors, but for the teams, for the managers, for the, you know, advertisers. So I don't know how much this story is really true, but it sure is garnering attention and hence money. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.